Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with an available GPS-linked solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
Every winter, a surprise, ferns green under the snow. Nina Warren Oast's short poem introduces, with hope, my Poets Weave program of old New Year poems on the brink of 2008. I am Jenny Kander. Maxine Cumin describes New Year's Eve, 1959. Remembering Anne Sexton and Jack Geiger. This was the way we used to party. Lamps unplugged, shoved in the closet, rugs rolled up, furniture pushed back, Glenn Miller singles on the spindle. There was the poet kicking off her shoes to jitterbug with a physician for social responsibility, the only time they ever met, and he pecking his head to the beat, swinging her out on the stalk of his arm, setting all eight gauze of her skirt twirling, then hauling her in for a Fred Astaire session of deep dips, and both of them cutting out to strut, humming along with the riffs that punctuated Chattanooga Choo Choo. This was after Seoul and before Saigon. Coke was still a carbonated drink we added rum to. There was a French wine, but someone had misplaced the curlicue, and a not-yet-famous novelist magicked the cork out on the hinge of the back door to Sunrise Serenade, and dance was the dark enabler. Lights off a long minute at midnight, squeals and false moans, madcap Anne, long dead now, and Jack snowily balding, who led the drive to halt the bomb. And I alone am saved to tell you how they could jive. The New Year is by Bloomington poet Roger Finkston. This morning, trees click like bones, wind whistling in their ribs. Everywhere the evergreens are heavy-skirted. Last night a shadow tripped here, cutting across the backyard home, leaving something like a mound of mole dirt packaged in frost. In the garden, the last sunflower stands black as a dead toenail, plate-sized head slumped over, face pocked where birds fed. The neighbour's collie noses clots of crisp-coloured leaves, licks the mound and pulls away as if the wind were a leash. Gunshots bruise the air, voices warning squirrels they are fair targets and must learn to forage by moonlight. Inside, the new year hangs bottom heavy. David Lehman was having a good time on December 31. It's the year's midnight and almost the day's, and I'm in a good mood because I was having drinks with the vice president of Brooklyn Brewery, makers of Brooklyn Brown Ale, importers of terrific raspberry-flavored Belgian beer, and sponsors of this poem. Also present were Nora, a classicist on her way to Bulgaria, Renee, a non-classicist on her way to Ithaca, and Barbara, a costume designer heading for Martha's Vineyard. And guess which one likened the boom in poetry to the boom in microbreweries? We'll drink to that in an apartment belonging to Ruth, a retiree in Delray Beach. The weather was like April on Sullivan Street, and the voice on the radio said, "Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die." I'll close with another poem, untitled, by Nina Warren Oast. Be clear in your wanting. If you never choose, you won't be chosen. If you don't pick the horse you want to ride, you won't be given a good one. Time saps your desire for the journey, and you become afraid to start out. When you see a glimmer in the water, jump in and grab it. Don't stand around discussing whether head first or feet first. I've read poems for the old New Year on today's Poets Weave program. I am Jenny Kander, and I wish you all many blessings in 2008.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard. offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.